And the next homie we have to talk about is Craig Richard. He is a biopharmaceutical science professor who runs ASMR University. They have their own university.
What do you think their mascot is? Do they have a mascot?
Noise waves.
Yeah, maybe like an ear.
Hey, science pals. It's Grace.
And Josh.
And we are hanging out.
We're just doing a thing. Just chilling, man.
Having a good time.
This is the Random Theory podcast.
Today, you guys are getting a replay of one of our favorites. It's about ASMR and your brain and how they work together. And it's a really fascinating podcast. But before we jump in, want to read some ratings and reviews, some current ratings and reviews.
Right. We've done this before a few times. It usually happens when our schedule just kind of falls apart and we're trying to figure things out. So we need like 1 week to kind of just get ahead. We obviously still want to give you guys the shout outs, read your comments and your emails and whatever. So we're going to do that before we get into the replay episode. I've got an email from our email address, randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
What does it say?
This is coming from Dylan. They said, okay, first, I just want to say that I love your pod, and I just watched your episode on black holes. I think this is a very old email. Real sorry about that.
Sorry, Dylan. Hope you still listen.
Hope you still listen. One correction I would like to add. If a black hole is only like 23 times more massive than our sun, it would still probably be smaller, which is interesting. And he's totally right there because black holes are way more dense than the sun. Yep. So, and then he's got two fun facts.
Oh, hit us with it.
So the first one is the black hole at the center of the Milky Way and the one at the center of the Andromeda galaxy are almost the same size, or at least that's how they look. They look almost the same size. And then fun fact number two, if we could remove all the empty space in between the atoms and molecules, then all the people on Earth could fit in a coffee cup. I don't know how I feel about that. If we remove all the empty space between atoms and molecules, all the people on Earth could fit in a coffee cup.
That's because we would all just be a soup.
We would just, yeah, I mean, we would just be like, not, yeah, we would just
we'd
be
actually
liquid.
All cease to exist.
Yeah, there wouldn't really be anything left.
Dylan, thank you for the correction. And
Oh, sorry. There's a joke.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
God, Britney Spears who?
Knock, knock.
Who's
Oops,
there?
I did it again.
Oh, no.
He ended it saying, love your pod from South Africa. So thank you much, Dylan from South Africa.
Thank you, Dylan from South Africa.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was thought-provoking. It was great.
Scary a little bit.
Oh, a little.
My brain kind of hurts. Anyway, I have a joke and pod idea from Feather Heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
They said, hi, Random Theory.
Hi.
Hi. They gave us 5 stars. They said, this is now my second review. My first was used in an episode about if twins could read each other's minds. And the day the episode was posted was actually my birthday. So best birthday present ever. I wanted to leave another review, but I had to think of another idea first. Also, good point here, Featherheart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You guys don't have to have an idea to leave a rating and review. If you just want to tell us like, hey, I really like the pod. Hey, I really resonated with this point. Hey, I found this part really interesting. Like, you can leave that too. You don't have to have a pod idea to leave a rating and review. So feel free to just leave them. It can just be a joke.
Or send an email. Same thing. Like, if you want to just say hi, if you just want to say hi to us and tell us a joke.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Don't feel like you have to drop an idea. You can literally just be like, hey, or you can be like, oh my gosh, this is a crazy fact I learned. Like, would love for you guys to drop that kind of stuff too. Because we have so many pod ideas that like if no one gave us another pod idea, we would probably be set for the next like 3 years.
But
it's
we are very grateful for the pod ideas. Just want to throw that out.
We are very, very grateful. But yes, but don't feel like you have to have a podcast idea to leave us a rating review. You can just come on here, be like, hey, I'm a science pal. Hey, I'm OGRT. Whatever you're feeling like commenting. My podcast idea is an episode where you talk about the different conspiracy theories and why people think them. That is a hot topic. I will probably stay away from that button.
That feels like that feels like a Pandora's box that I don't want to open up.
Yes. And then they also added a joke. So we'll jump right to the joke.
Okay,
ready?
Okay.
What do you call fake spaghetti?
What?
An impasta.
Oh.
Did you like how impasta. I said it?
Yeah.
Impasta. Well,
that helps. Yeah. You got to, I think you
that
have
Jersey
to.
Accent, you know, impasta. Like that Jersey accent, just like really kicking in. An impasta. It's an impasta.
I'm walking here.
Get out of way. Get out of way. It's an imposter. Wow. That was
an
great.
An imposter. That's great. That's really great.
Thanks, Featherheart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for your rating and review.
Yeah. And thank you, Dylan, for the email. If you, like we said, if you have something you want to say, if you have an idea, or if you just want to say hi, send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com or drop a rating and review on Apple Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it.
Yes, please.
And I think it's time we get into some ASMR right after this break.
I am not an ASMR person. Are you?
I am not either. I have never been a fan of ASMR. It certainly does not relax me. I do not like it. I've never enjoyed listening to it. You know, if that's your thing, more power to you, but it's not my thing. Can't
it
do
is
it.
Not my thing either. So ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response.
There it is.
ASMR. Y'all, we struggled through that, but we got through it.
We got it. Yeah, we got there in the end.
So to understand ASMR, I feel like we need to go back to like where it began, all the way back to 2009. This is when ASMR started. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? All right.
That's nuts.
Picture this. Someone posted this, or you posted this, Josh. Josh did not post this, but someone posted this on a message board. I get the sensation sometimes. There's no real trigger for it. It just happens randomly. It's been happening since I was a kid, and now I'm 21. Some examples of what it seems has caused it to happen before are as a child while watching puppet shows and when I began reading stories. As a teenager, when a classmate did me a favor and when a friend drew on the palm of my hand with markers. Sometimes it happens for no reason at all. And I can tell, though, I'll just be sitting, doing whatever, and it happens. It's like in my head and all over my body. If I get an itch when I'm experiencing the sensation, I won't scratch it because the itch helps intensify it. I also like to trace my fingers along my skin because it feels good when experiencing the sensation. Sometimes my eyes will water. When the sensation is over, I will sometimes feel nauseous, but it's not that bad. It's just a slight hint of nausea. What is it? I'm not complaining because I love it, but I'm just wondering what it might be. Help.
The help at the end.
The help at the end. Guys, this was help. Actually posted on a message board in 2009. Yeah. Like, this
so
is
that
when
was
someone...
the word for word post.
Word for word. The best that I could read it, honestly, because, you know, I struggle with reading, apparently. But also, it's not my verbiage of how I would write something, so, you know.
Long post. There's that. For sure.
Very long board. But many others started to identify with this and they had similar experiences. So I think it's worth something that kind of like brings out the awareness of it where other people were like, oh, me too. Oh,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
So then in 2010, Jennifer Allen, who experiences tingles from ASMR, officially named it Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response or ASMR. I've heard ASMR. Have you? You've heard ASMR too, right, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So for everyone listening right now, we're going to all listen to the same ASMR thing. And I want you guys to remember like how you feel. You know, like, do you get the tingles? Do you get chills? Do you hate it? Like, remember that response that you have to this ASMR. Take a listen.
Hmm. That's, I do not like that.
Nope. It is not for me. That is not it. Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah. It gives me chills.
Yeah. I definitely do not have, you know, we'll talk all about what it does for people, for some people. But man, it does not, you know, relax me or anything. I do not enjoy it. Don't get the tingles.
If you do get the tingles, please in the comments let us know, because we want to know what it's like, because neither one of us have it, so we can't describe it. So please, like, let us know what, like, this experience is like, because we're both very intrigued by it.
Yes, I would love to hear, like, a firsthand account of, like, this is how it feels, this is the tingles, this is whatever.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Now in 2021, ASMR is one of the top 5 keywords searched in YouTube in the US and in the world.
That's crazy.
Top 5. To me, that's just insane. For something to be top 5 in the world, on that's YouTube, crazy.
I mean, that shows you just how big it actually is.
Yeah, seriously though.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that it came, you know, 2009, you got this person posting on a message board saying like, hey, what is this thing, to fast forward to 2021 and it's the top, one of the top 5 keywords searched. Like,
it's crazy.
That's really cool.
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening in the brain with ASMR, because this is really interesting. So in 2018, psychologist Craig Richard conducted a study on ASMR. He had patients watch videos that triggered ASMR while they were having an MRI scan done of their brain. And they were told to press a button when they felt especially relaxed or had the tingles. And the MRI machine showed that the ASMR lights up the same areas of the brain that process social behavior, emotional arousal, and rewards. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Whatever this is triggering like that same social behavior response. Yeah. That's really cool.
I think what's really cool is the like emotional piece of the brain that's waking up. And we're going to dig in deeper to what the linkage between ASMR and the social behavior and emotional arousal is later, because it might actually come from a very like primitive instinct that we have when we're babies, which is really interesting. But there was activity also in the medial prefrontal cortex, which is associated with social bonds. And that actually really makes sense, because a lot of ASMR is related to slow movements and gentle touch. So this all kind of like makes sense. So it's these very nurturing social interactions, like gentle talking, no threatening movements, gentle touching. That's basically all related to ASMR and the brain function.
It makes sense that people, you know, like I think we talk about it a little later, because we already did this podcast, that... Like people use, we use it to sleep. And so that makes sense that it's just this gentle, you know, nothing threatening, no loud noises.
Yeah. I think what's cool is there's like different types of ASMR. Like there's tiny food ASMR, and then there's different ASMR that's like touching things and crinkling bags or people doing certain things. So it's really interesting how many varieties there are.
We're not going to go off on it again, but I have to shout this out in the last version of this podcast. I didn't know what tiny food pod or ASMR was. And then we went on a tangent watching videos of people making tiny food for a hamster, because I thought that's what it was. Yeah, so just we kind of got deep in it. We won't do that this time.
No, nope.
But you know, if you're into that kind of thing, YouTube hamsters tiny food, because there's some good content out there.
There's some really good content, and hamster mazes. Those are really good too.
Yeah, yeah, those are cool.
Doesn't have anything to do with ASMR content. No, none. But like, if you're looking for something to make your endorphins flow,
that's it. Some good stuff. So
current studies show that ASMR may help people when they are super stressed or have insomnia. And so in 2015, the first research was done by 2 psychology researchers at the university in Wales. And they did a study of 475 people who experienced tingles. And they say they watch ASMR to relieve stress and to get better sleep. They also found that people who experience chronic pain said that ASMR relieves some of their symptoms,
which I think is interesting.
So interesting.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, I'm sure, I would assume that that is you know, it's their brain, instead of focusing on the pain, they focus on the ASMR, whatever it is, if it's a sound or,
for sure,
you know, so, I guess it's all sound. Or touch. What is it? You know, like, yeah, some, it
of be, it, some of it is like touch, some of it is sound, some of it is, I don't know, whatever you want it to be.
It's the brain, like, taking its mind, taking, you know, taking your mind off of the pain and focusing on something else. So then you don't necessarily feel that pain. That's really interesting.
I think it has to do with firing off a different portion of the brain. Like, that you're overstimulating it to a degree, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
It's really, really cool. And I think it's interesting that people use it for stress and insomnia. When I think of ASMR, like what I would use if I had insomnia, thank God I don't, because I'm already a workaholic. I don't know what would happen if I had insomnia. I think I would just work myself to absolute death. We've talked about white noise and how that helps. And like, you use white noise. I use ocean sounds. But yeah, that's like what we use to fall asleep at night.
Yeah, I love white noise. The ocean sounds, I don't think, would do the same thing. Like, I love white noise because it raises the noise floor in your space. So that, because I'm a very light sleeper. And so, you know, I used to not sleep with anything, didn't have any white noise. And, you know, if I had like a loud neighbor that drives their truck past or, you know, whatever, it's really easy to hear. But when you have white noise going, it raises that noise floor. So it's not as easy to hear. That sound does not just jump out of nowhere, like dead silent room, and all of a sudden this big loud sound. And so, yeah, I love that. It helps me sleep, helps my wife sleep. So
that's so cool. I can't stand white noise for some reason.
Really?
It irritates me. I don't know if it's because I'm like ADHD and so my brain already feels fuzzy. But white noise makes my brain feel even more fuzzy. It makes me feel like I can't think for some reason. I don't know why. Huh. I just feel like I can't like process or think when I have white noise. But ocean sounds, I don't know if it's because of the frequency of like the way the waves crash in and out. But whenever I'm listening to that and I fall asleep, like I just hear like, I feel like my body like moves in and out of sleep with the waves and then like crashes into like a deep sleep. I don't know. It makes no sense. Yeah. If you experience it like and know what I'm talking about, let me know that I'm not alone. It might just be me, but like it's fine.
You need to get in an MRI machine and just see what the brain like waveform is doing.
Seriously, that would be super
interesting. Maybe it'll look like a wave too.
So something else that's related to ASMR, a psychology professor at the University of Winnipeg, go Canada, named Stephen Smith. He believes that ASMR is similar to synesthesia. It's a neurological condition where people see numbers in colors and taste shape. I love this. Have you heard of this before?
I had never heard of this, except for when we recorded this podcast briefly right before. but yeah, before that, I had never heard of this. And it is so interesting. Like, I think I want to do like its own episode in the future or something.
Yes, I really believe it deserves its own thing. It's really, really cool. So in synesthesia. There is an improper wiring in the brain that leads to different sensory associations. If you have this, I mean, you don't have to out yourself. Like, maybe you can send us a DM if you're okay, like chatting about it.
Yeah, I would love to hear about it. Or whatever.
Leave a comment. I would love to hear more about this. It is fascinating. It is truly a special thing, I feel like, to be able to have this different sensory association. I just think it's really unique and cool. That's like people when they hear music, they can like see it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to hear about that. And yeah, like I said, I think in the future we should talk more about it.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
It's really unique.
Yeah. So they think a similar thing is going on here with ASMR.
Yeah. So it's kind of a similar improper wiring in the brain. With ASMR, you know, I don't know. And maybe even with synesthesia, man, that word, you know, is it improper? That kind of gives it like a negative connotation.
Right. Maybe, you know, it is ASMR, proper.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like helping people out. It's relieving their stress and making them help them sleep. So it's like that might be like a proper wiring for those people.
And the next homie we have to talk about is Craig Richard. He is a biopharmaceutical science professor who runs ASMR University. They have their own university.
What do you think their mascot is? Do they have a mascot?
Noise waves.
Yeah, maybe like an ear. Just like a maybe, disembodied one ear.
Maybe a brain. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
A brain would be cool. Everyone's got one of those.
Yeah. Anyone can be a part of that. They all relate.
Well, he asked his participants in a study how they prefer to experience ASMR. And the most common answer was not listening. And it was not a type of sensory like thing where you see something and it's satisfying. It was actually being touched lightly with your eyes closed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That is not for me.
That is not for me. That is not for me. That's really, that's the most common. Wow. Okay.
The most common. Like, could not be me. But yes, it was light touches with your eyes being closed, which I think is fascinating. So it's like all about the mother's touch, the coddling, the stroking, the hands-on feeling that you get as a baby. So they think that's where some of the ASMR relationship like comes from.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So it comes.
But still couldn't be me wanting light touches with my eyes closed. Could not be me.
Could not. Yeah. It's not me. I was not a baby that enjoyed that to develop that relation.
I don't know about you, but like sometimes my mom will stroke me like this if I'm like laying on the couch.
Yeah. Okay. My wife did that to me a while ago. And she was like, does it make you feel sleepy? Does it make you fall asleep?
Get your hands off of me. And I, of course, was
like, you know, don't touch me.
Yeah, I only let my mom do it. No one else has done that.
But does it make you feel
sleepy?
I think
I have to be in the right mindset to be sleepy.
At that point, is it, like, if you're in the right mindset, is that actually making you
feel sleepy? I think I'm already relaxed.
Just already relaxed?
So it's just like an added relaxing thing, you know? I realized that our listeners that are listening to this on the podcast have no idea what I was doing. stroking my nose up to my forehead. So like you start at the tip of your nose and you just like lightly pet yourself up to your forehead. Sorry, listeners.
It's like, up your nose through the space between your eyebrows.
To your forehead.
Like slowly. Yeah.
And gently pet yourself. That's all there is on ASMR. There's a lot of research in it because, I mean, it is one of the most looked up things currently on YouTube, top 5 keywords. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a YouTube channel that's ASMR, you're doing good.
Yeah, that's all on like the positives of ASMR. But real quick, we'll talk about you and I and the people that hate ASMR.
The people that get
and what that is.
Comfy.
Yeah. This is a little information about you if that's you.
Which is Josh and I, so welcome to the club.
That is us. This is us. So some people feel stressed, anxious, and even angry when they listen to ASMR. I don't know if I would go as far to say that it makes me feel angry.
Maybe I feel like a little certain annoyed. Types could make me feel angry. Yeah, I think annoyed is more like it.
Yeah. It might just be like it's a little grating on the ears. And so I just feel a little annoyed. I don't know. These reactions to ASMR is another thing called misophonia. I have heard of this before from other science podcasts that I listened to, where they had like listeners write into them and say, you know, hey, I've got this thing, misophonia. Can you stop like smacking your gums so loud in the podcast? Because those kind of things, like the sounds of chewing and whispering, and obviously, like chewing, any kind of mouth sounds can trigger a fight or flight response in a person that has misophonia. So that is like the opposite.
It's so funny you bring that up because you remember our last podcast? I think it was a science podcast of 2022. I think I left a comment on Frame, is this app that we use to preview all of our everything before it goes live. And I messaged one of our editors and I was like, hey, can you go through and just take out all of my sniffling? Because it drove me crazy. I was like, it's the only thing I could focus on. And here was the sniffling. I was like, you have got to take it out because it's going to drive someone crazy. And then like they went through and took it out. But it was, I mean, it drove me crazy. So I can only imagine someone that has misophonia, how it would make them feel.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Massive podcasts, they really like polish up those edits. But just like your everyday podcast, I mean, I'm sure a person with misophonia probably finds it very hard to listen to, because there's a lot of just like, you know, mouse smacking, whatever sounds,
ambient when noises. Somebody's talking.
Misophonia may be genetic, so you might get it passed on through genes. And so it's basically the opposite of ASMR, where, you know, people that have ASMR feel those nice tingles.
Yeah.
People with misophonia will experience chills, and they might even see something creepy, like a, you know, visualization of a creepy thing.
Weird.
While having chills and stress and anxiety. So it's, yeah, it's like the exact opposite of ASMR.
Yeah.
Chilling out, relaxing.
That's so crazy.
People that hate ASMR, potentially that could come from some sort of childhood trauma.
Interesting.
You know, I don't have anything in my life that I'm like, oh yeah, that's the one right there that did it for me.
That's
I hate
the
ASMR.
Trauma.
Yeah, that's, you know, it was a July 3rd. It was a Friday. I had the, you know, no, there's nothing like that. But who knows? Maybe there was something about my childhood not like ASMR. I have no idea.
I don't think I have any childhood trauma. I don't think I have any childhood trauma either. The only thing I can think of is my dad on car trips and road trips. If we were having a snack in the back seat and we were like crunching on chips, it drove him crazy. He hated that sound, like that crunching sound. I don't know if he was he had misophonia or if he was just like jealous that he didn't have a snack too on the road trip.
he just wanted
like
some chips.
He just wanted a snack, man. That's all he wanted. He just wanted to be included. But that's the only thing like I can think of is when we weren't allowed to crunch very hard on chips, we had to chew very quietly because he couldn't stand the sound of the crunching.
I mean, that right there sounds, you know, depending on how often that happened, that could be a defining...
It could be the defining
aversion
thing.
Aversion to ASMR sounds.
Yeah.
Right there.
That could be it. Probably not, but I feel like that might could be.
Probably not, but, you know, we'll say it is.
Shot in the dark. See if it is or not. Well, we learned a lot about the top five... One of the top five words searched on YouTube.
Like, that's the thing. You know, when we do all this research and we're like reading about it, talking about it, in my head, I would like relate, like, it sounds like it's something probably I assume more like synesthesia, where like I don't assume that that's a common thing. There's probably not that many people that have synesthesia.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about them together. So I'm like, oh, okay, obviously ASMR, it's this like, uncommon thing, you know, a few people have this.
Yeah.
But no, it is the top one of the top five searched things on YouTube.
Top five. That's crazy.
And so it's obviously massive, and there's so many people that enjoy it, at least, you know, that are seeking it out on YouTube. It's a really interesting thing. I honestly wish it was for me, because you know, there's so much content out there. It would be great. But
I feel like I'm missing out, honestly, that I like it drives me crazy. Same. But like, I feel like it's such a big thing. Same. I'm like, dang, am I missing out? If you are into it, props to you. If you're not, if you're like Josh and I, you aren't, maybe another day. And that is ASMR. ASMR. Yep, that's it.
ASMR.
ASMR. All right, Science Pals. Josh and I will be back next week with a new episode for you guys. We can't wait to chat about some more cool science things happening in the world.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.